The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So there's a couple of Oireachtas committees today worthy of attention. Not often we say that, but today it is really the case. We're going to, after 5 o'clock, talk about the Health Committee and what they learned or didn't learn about cost overruns and delays at the National Children's Hospital today. But we're going to kick things off with the Oireachtas Finance Committee, because appearing before it was John Conlon, who is chairman of the Office of Public Works, the OPW, the organisation responsible for spending €336,000 on a measly little bike shed. Now, at this stage, you might have heard about the €1.4 million spent in a security hut. It absolutely boggles the mind. We'll get to that in a moment, but we'll stick with the bike shed to get things started. Here is Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin TD and the party's finance spokesperson, asking John Condon of the OPW if he thinks that €336,000 spent on a measly little bike shed was a waste of taxpayers' money.
Do you accept that at a cost of €336,000 that the bike shed was a waste of taxpayers' money?
I accept that is a very high cost for delivery of a covered bicycle shelter where it is. In terms of the cost of the project, I've set out what drove the cost in my review, Deputy. It was conservation-led. It was procured in a certain way. It had materials which were in concert or in keeping with the environment around it. So in that context, the costs were driven by the design and driven by the aspects of where it was located. And from that perspective, it is a very expensive shelter. I do accept that. But it was procured in a way that was competitive. It was procured in a way that was cost competitive. But the design and conservation drove the cost to the level at that. And as I've acknowledged in my report, it is a very, very expensive cost for a bike shelter in that context. So
thank you. You're the accounting officer for this department. Mm. You're accountable. Was taxpayers' money wasted in your view in relation to
taxpayers' money was spent on the construction of a covered bicycle shelter at a very expensive cost. I don't accept it was a waste of taxpayers' money. I do accept it was very, very expensive.
Okay,
nice of John Conlon to at least accept it was very, very expensive, but it not a waste of taxpayers' money. By the way, if you're wondering about the materials he says that are in keeping, he's talking about granite, you know, the thing that's on your patio if you look outside in lots of people's houses listening to this show. That's the kind of precious material that costs so much money to make sure it was in keeping with the surrounding environment. Padraig Tobin is the leader of AIM2. He's with me now. He was at the committee. Padraig, I mean, kind of, this seems like a redundant question. Do you think €336,000 is a waste of taxpayers' money?
It's absolutely a waste of money because the opportunity cost of it, you could have built a house for it. You could have looked after so many people in terms of their housing needs in relation to that amount of money. And spending it on a bicycle shed is an absolute disgrace. And as I said in the committee, it is only the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately, because we are in a time where there is gross waste of taxpayers' money, where I believe taxpayers' money is being incinerated by the state. And also we have the problem that the delivery of public infrastructure is grinding to a halt, which has a major cost to people who are looking to get to work on time, who are looking to travel, who are looking to access hospitals. So this is emblematic, I believe, of the crisis currently in the government in the delivery of public infrastructure.
A lot of people listening to this show now, Padraig, and who would have been listening over recent weeks when we talked about this, you know, would have been asking themselves the question, you know, who signs off on this type of thing? Or how do you explain the mindset of somebody who looks at a bill like that and thinks, yeah, absolutely, let's go for €336,000. And I want to be fair to John Conlon because he's not here now to kind of answer for himself. But I think we got a little insight into that mindset today.
Yeah, so basically the principal officer, I understand, in the department came up with an estimate of €350,000 themselves. So that actual cost, minus VAT, was generated by the OPW. This wasn't in a case where a particular company was, you know, ripping off the OPW who were doing everything right. This was the OPW generating it themselves in terms of that price. And, you know, one of the questions I asked was, is it in the contract of staff members, especially procurement staff members in the OPW, that they have a responsibility to look after the public purse, that they have a responsibility to look for value? And Mr. Conlon couldn't tell me that that is the case. And I think that's one of the big problems we have in this country, because we, in a private company, for example, if an individual broke their contract in terms of not getting value for money, or wasted a significant amount of money,
yeah,
there would be a personal cost to them. And as a result, that has the natural effect of making sure people do the best they can in terms of handling costs. But that doesn't seem to be in place, unfortunately, at this level in the public service.
So a security hut as well came up for discussion. And at this stage, some people listening to this might have seen images because they've been shared online of the security hut. Now, I don't mind admitting, I think it's a nice looking security hut, and I don't mind that kind of our public buildings look nice and there's an attempt to kind of beautify them when upgrades are needed, and the roof on it, I think it's a copper roof, certainly is attractive. But the bill, 1.4 million euro. Here is Green Party TD Stephen Matthews asking about that cost.
Ask the security shelter that's up beside the Department of Finance buildings now, was that an OPW project?
Yes, I'll take that.
That was an OPW project. That's quite a significant high-cost project, I believe.
Sorry, I was speaking specifically about the House of the Oroctus.
Okay, along Kildare Street, Marion Street, the compound of buildings. Yeah,
that's fine. No, the OPW has constructed and finalised a project in relation to the security pavilion and the Southgate entrance to government buildings.
The Southgate entrance, and that is a very attractive security hut with a sweeping copper clad roof on it. It looks very well. What was the cost on that project?
Can I give some outline of that? Because that project followed a
fairly... Well, I'm quite tight on time, and I just want to get to the point about what was the cost of that project.
The full cost of that project, Deputy, was 1.429 million euros.
1.429 million euro. Okay.
But I want to emphasise that followed an extensive review of security in this campus by the Garda Síochána Technical Advisory Group. And whilst it looks like and is a fairly significant cost, there are very significant mechanical, electrical and security system costs in that. There was also a significant cost to provide a temporary structure while that building was taking place. There were significant underground works. There were significant ventilation, DAS, communications, CCTV, ramping into a control centre, a significant substructure, significant rerouting of underground services. So there is a huge security element to this project.
But there's a huge price tag on it as well.
There is.
Patter, 1.429 million euro on a security hut. Are these people taking the mic?
And like this security hut is roughly the same size as a mobile home. It is no longer or no broader than a mobile home. And I understand that some of the trucks trying to get into the location now are having difficulty because that wondrous copper roof on it is now actually getting in the way of trucks reversing in and out of that location. But this shows you there's a chasm of difference between the political class, I believe, and where people are at. We're a country of great need in terms of housing waiting lists, in terms of hospitals, in terms of infrastructure. And yet we have great waste at the same time. And that's what's really making people angry on this. I just think it's important that we so very much into the fabric of the public services in this country, the idea of value for money. Because if we don't, we're going to wake up every single morning to a groundhog day of government incompetency. There has to be a cost to an individual in terms of individuals not doing their job. Otherwise, we're going to see the National Children's Hospital, the 20 million euros on the ventilators that didn't work, the buses, the 120 Dublin buses that never moved an inch for a year and a half because someone forgot to put an application in for the charging points.
Patter Tobin, leader of AIM2. Patter, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.